All right, we are now recording. If you could just give us your full name and your position here in the community, please.
Jace Huet, I'm married.
And then position,
yeah?
Hoshira Di Mandasu, head man.
Okay, if you could just speak up just a little bit, Joyce, so we can make sure we get your voice. Thank you. Can you just tell us about, were you born into a family here in, were you born in Mandazuk? When were you born here? Were you raised in this community?
I was born in Manganeng.
I was born at Manganeng. Manganeng, where are
you?
At Raskukun at that site.
Okay. What year was that?
Wilini.
74. November 98.
Okay. And when did you come to this community, to Mandasuk?
1991.
91. Mm. Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about, you're a Hoshi, yes? Can you tell us a little bit about your family? Was your father Hoshi, and where was he? Here in Mandasuk or somewhere else?
Khosi manganeng ke mogolo go papaka ke nna wa lapala moshate.
She became to be khosi at this site because of his father and his brother's father. His brother's father, he was a chief that site.
Mm-hmm.
So he's from this the family of the tribal. So his father, he was young with to the khosi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the blood of the Hoshi side.
Okay. Can you just tell us a little bit about what it was like maybe growing up in a family where of chiefs, of where, you know? Was it anything different than any other child at the time? Was it a different kind of life?
There was no difference. Different it was just when we are going through the circumcision.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that? What is that? Why the difference?
O dira ba ya di khonyeng ba ya go bereka ba ya go gametse rona re ba mo shata gare metse ba regela ge ba ya di khonyeng rona di khomba re thogela ge ba ya go roka di mabayana rona ga roke ka ntwe tswana gona gore boka ka kopo.
Different it was when we are at this circumcision. The children who are come from to the house of the tradition. When the others, they are going to fetch water, when they are going to fetch wood, we are not going to, we are not doing that, they are doing for us.
Okay.
So we are just sitting and doing other things.
Other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, do you have any memories in the of your childhood in the late 70s and 1980s of what it was like to, in the struggles, all the struggles that were happening and what it was like in to be a chief's family? What, was your father involved politically? Were you involved?
At 70s, I was still young.
Yeah, too young.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've just seen things when started at 80s. So I still remember.
So can you tell us anything about the 80s when you, because you were in 74, so 80s, maybe you were a teenager, 12, 11, 12, 13. Were you, what was it like for you there? Was, did your father get into trouble with the authorities, or did, what was, yeah?
Yeah, at the 80s, we were going up and down, and our brothers, they were not sleeping at home. Mm-hmm. It was that time of the doi going up and down. So the police and the soldier, they were looking for him. He was the leader of the community, so it was not good at that time.
So your family was politically involved, yeah? And how was it like being a girl? A girl in with all the men and the chiefs and the yeah.
Yeah, go bontsha gore go familiar le ya mgeli bana go tla go liwang gore o be msadi ka la bena bo go fine le me go jiu ja politiki gape.
Go ba gala gore bo papa ka kere ke ba khomana ba mashate ba gape le tsa re ba santse ba tlokomela tsa mo sia.
Lena, ke le ka ba gore no go le msadi. Go wa me go jiu ja politiki le di tsa ka bo go xing o tla ba.
Was it any different being a, what I'm trying to do is to ask, as a girl, as a young girl, was it any different for you?
Yeah, different. There was no
difference. Okay. So, can you tell us, I see your t-shirt is Long Live the King Sekukune III. He's just died last year. Can you tell us a little bit about the House of Sekukune, the chief, the little history?
When I'm most keeping in my little mood, I got what I got to do with Sekukune.
King Ryan's cocoon. To hush you hold your baby, gas cocoon, and come at Lalets, Marute. Yena maroba munyeji, mangani. Ilmuhumaradi, mango body, masako, and guide me. Call my maro kicker had work. My maro king Ryan. Hello, Sankatana.
Sekgoši Paramount Chief Ryan Sekukune is the Paramount Chief in Sekukune, and then he's basing at outside at Sekukune. So his mother Ryan's mother, she was married from same place where Joyce's come from at Manganing. So and his mother, he's related to Joyce's family.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how long have the Sekukune kingship or royalty family been in existence? How long back? Do you know Joyce?
You don't know.
Okay. For how long back?
Yes.
Okay, so when things began to change in the country in 1990, when the unbanning and all of the things happened, you were about 16, 17 years old. You were in high school, yes, at that time. So what, as the daughter of a chief or your brothers and other things, how was it for you when things started to shift and politically start changing in the early 1990s?
And then the She don't see anything changed.
Nothing changed. How, so can you? I'm trying to get us in the 90s. You were in high school. Where in Machen here or over that side?
You know, look at school in Kapwagi.
Yeah.
Yes, at that side.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that time period. Were you in 91, 92, 93? Were you toying all the time as a student with all the changes happening? What were you doing? What was going on that time?
We were doing 91,
92, 93. We were doing all the time.
We have just seen the people doing, so we didn't see any changes.
Okay. And what did you feel like when April 1994 happened? What was your feeling inside?
April 1994.
Yeah, the democracy, the elections, yeah.
We've been just told that we are going for the votes, but I didn't feel anything.
You didn't feel anything?
Ah.
No? And why was that? Why?
Why?
It's
the same because we didn't see any changes. We did vote, but we didn't see any changes.
Even at that time, okay, but that's now 14 years later. At the time there, I'm trying to,
yes.
Like 95, you had no excitement that things were going to happen, different things were going to get better.
When I was going to vote, I was pregnant and I didn't see anything happening. I was just go to vote and after that I come back to sit at home.
Okay. So what did you after you did you matric? Did you get your matric? Standard 9.
Yeah.
So what did you start doing after you left school?
I didn't do anything.
Tell me, why didn't you finish school?
Why didn't I finish school? After she was married by this community, she's been told that she must leave the school and come to take the responsibility of these people at this site.
Okay, who told you?
Who did you come?
He's
the one who gave me the child, the baby.
Okay. Where was there any, when she said that the community told, did you marry because you wanted to marry, or did you marry because you were told you needed to marry? It was like an arranged marriage.
I've been told we didn't meet at the street.
So you were told to get married. How did you feel about that? Did you like it?
I was not aware of what is happening. I've been just told that there is the people they want Serosa Mezi and Lobola. So our parents come and told me that there is the people, and then I don't have a choice.
You didn't have any choice. So after you got married and you had your child, were you did you stay at home or did you start working or what did you do? You sat at home, okay. And then you came here, you said in when did you come to Mandasuk? What was the year again?
Yeah.
2001.
Oh, so you, okay, so up until 2001 you stayed at the other place there.
Yeah.
Okay. You got 5 minutes in the
Understood.
In the tape. Okay. so in the community that you were there, we're trying to get a picture of what life is like for in a family of chiefs. Yeah. So you were as a chief. When did it become clear to you that you might yourself become a chief?
Mamphahlane be ile kgoši yena be fiwa mohumagadi se kgoši gwa fitlha mo e le gore ba belega bana ba ebile basitsana ba mohumagadi ba mamphahlane ebile basitsana le bašimane mošimane yo ba re go ke mamonedi o ile a nyala mohumagadi manganeng gape ga mawela ba tla ba tlhoka bana ba basitsana ba bašimanyana ga ba tlhokile bana ba bašimanyana ke re nna ba nyala lapa leo la mohumagadi go tlhokile ngwana mošimanyana go tlo lotsošološa.
She became kgoši because of there was a lady from Manganeng who was married from Manganeng to this side to come to be a she was married because by a kgoši Mamphahlane. So after they married her, yes, they were blessed by children. But fortunately, there was no boys. There was just girls only. And so to Mamunedi and Wanamachidi. So there was no boys, it was just girls. And then?
And then
the community decided to say they will get another lady who can come to born a chief for this community.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about, at that point, what do you remember being in a family with chiefs? What kind of things did your family have to deal with, and your fathers and your brothers, and as representatives of the communities, as chiefs? What's the role? What was the role of the chief?
Yeah.
It's
just to lead the people. But
okay.
Question.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask, when you became Khoshi, or when you became a headman, were you proud about this fact, or was the responsibility something that you weren't happy about?
I didn't be happy because I told you that I've been forced, so I can't just be happy for things that I didn't know.
Okay, we're just going to change the tape. Okay, hold on. Just to go back to my previous question, what I was trying to ask about, you saying the chief is the role is to lead the people. But in the day to day, what kinds of things does has since she's been chief has she had to deal with? What kinds of things? All the little small things or whatever.
So king, ke ngwe go di dira mehleng mehle ya deliberate chief le bona go di dira go le bontsha gore o eta se chaba pele ka ba di di nyane ka ba di di
le tsho re ke di dira
e mo se chabe o le ke gore o hlahla se chaba sekwe
if someone were to ask her what does she do as chief. What does she do as chief?
Yeah. Yes, I'm helping them when there was the problem, the fight, and I intervene when there is when they need the letters to the banks, when they want the place where they can stay, and other things.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just ask another question? You say you weren't happy when you became the head man. What did you want to do? What did she want to do instead? Like when she.
Yeah, I understand she was not happy.
What did she want to do for herself? Like, what did she want to do when she...
Maybe she wanted to become a teacher, maybe she wanted to become
a... I want to be a nurse. I want to be a nurse. I want
to be a school. I want to be a teacher.
I wanted to attend school and to be getting the better future. So she just saying that she wanted just to attend the school and to be getting a better future.
Now, as a woman chief, there's not too many women chiefs in South Africa, even whether it's Sekukuni land or in anywhere in the different countries and in the different places in the country. So it would be interesting to know. When she was became chief, was there any resistance? Was there any problems about her as a woman becoming a chief, as opposed to a man?
Mola go ba le ba morago ka gore problem e bile gore go sabe le moshimane ka gore kgoshi e belega ke mokumagadi le kgoshi jale a kry ngwana matšhidi mamonedi a sanka ba kry-a moshimanyana ba fule ba le ngwana wa segole e le go wa mosisa
ya mara ba nyaka go tseba gore ge o ene o e ba kgoshi o bele ka mosadi kgoshi a kry gantši ba monna so ga o ene o e ba kgoshi ya mosadi ga sanka go a ba le mathata gore ke re ka busa ke mosadi.
Alright.
Yeah, there was a problem when she became to be chief.
Can she describe any of those problems?
And how? Matatao.
Matata ibile gore. Ke ke tlo bakatla mo. Be go na le e le gore ba ba moghetse le ratjo a hlokometse tshaba. E ke bele go ngwana le yena e le gore Alfred. Jwa lo go fihlela mo ile gore ge ba nyala ba motho re ka re yela be a tlo go tlhokomela setšhaba o tlile re kgopela o tshirong mo setulong go tsene mokumagadi ka re tonyala mokumagadi a tla kgone go tlhokomelela tšhaba se sa gago ka re o tlile bothata botho mo o tsoga gona mo gore yena a ka setloge yena ke yena kgoši se sengwe setšhaba sa re sona se busa ke yena ba gage kurutswane ya gage setšhaba sa re nna re tonyala mokumagadi ka tšhelate ja rona o tlo re busa.
When Joyce came in Mandasuk, she was married by the community. And then he was going to stay with a temporary chief for a time being. Because Joyce was elected to come to Mandasuk to stay with Ralph. And then after they stay, they must make sure that they have a child, a boy, who's going to take this the who's going to be a chief.
Mm-hmm.
But after she was married, and then she was blessed by a girl, and then it started to be problems between her and him. And then the community decided, said, we did use our money to merit a choice from that side. So she must take the space of to be a traditional leader. And then it was not, Ralphie was not happy about that. And then started to say, no, we can't lead by the woman. We can't lead by this. I'm the right person. So and then we as a community, we said, Joyce is the right person. So that is why she became to be a chief.
Okay, so essentially what you're saying is the community installed you.
Yes.
It was the wishes of the community. Yeah. Okay. What do you think, or do you know much about, or do you, if you do know, can you tell us what you think about how the government has approached the role of traditional leaders like chiefs? Like the support, do they give? Is there support? The relationship between the chief and the local government?
Local government, the municipality, le bana ba e fa mo magoshing.
Kore mo bogoshing. Rena le megatlo mebedi. Kondala sa le sidiba sa bogosh. Government e ina le megatlo mongwe yo o hlomphago. Then e sidiba sa bogosh government e hlomphe.
There is two parties in the traditional leaders. The one called Sidiwa Sabogoshi and the second one is Controlesa. So the government, what it's doing is recognizing one of that.
Controlesa.
Yes, they are recognizing Controlesa. They are not recognizing Sidiwa Sabogoshi.
And what does that mean in practical? Does that mean the other one that's not recognized doesn't get any support, or what does that mean?
I mean now we have to recognize you. I have to support you from the mission.
I have to support. Karabaru dalese lo mo ba kondralesa iba kono bagala du office ya ba fani koloi. Randale ka office lika enga baraba dalese.
Yes, there is no any support because at the conference, it's clear that they are getting support because they are building offices, they are giving them car allowance, building houses.
So
at City Basavogoshi, it's nothing.
I'm assuming that she belongs to the other. What's the other? The other one?
City Basavogoshi.
City Basavogoshi.
Yeah.
And why is it that she thinks that the government has not recognized City Basavogoshi?
Obani we naga na ora musho ga o recognize City Basavogoshi.
Lebaga koro ke kamo City Basavogoshi kiatse.
The reason is because I'm in Sidiba Sabogoshi, so I know what things is happening.
Yeah, but I'm saying why does she think that the government has only recognized one set of chiefs and not the other one? Is it political? Is it because they're in a particular place? Is it because they don't get along with government? What's maybe, you know?
Obani ngi ba recognize hlakore ka teo sa recognize hlakore le. O lebaka gore go na le mathata sa politiki ka ba go na le mathata kae kae go
There's
a problem of politics.
Politics.
Yeah.
And does that mean? So we're trying to get. What does that mean? What is? There's a problem with politics. Is it a problem because you're here in Limpopo and is it?
Nakwela go le commission ya ra le shay batho ba itse ba submit the form go applyela gore ke bona dikgoshi se dikgoshi rena ba le ba mmushwa gale maburua ba re gatelela ba manenjara sangara ba ba bo mogala ba mphatlane ba applyela di form tse ka commission ya ra le shay kare re re bona gore e ne mmushwa gatelela go go nyara le tse go commission ya ntlhapa
By the commission of Raleshai, the people, they were just applying the certificate of appointment to be a traditional leader. By that era of the Rangers,
mm-hmm.
So they didn't go to apply for the for the appointment of new stiff case.
Okay.
So that is why there is a division now.
Okay. Previously, when you were when we were talking about 1994 and everything, you were saying, you know, you were just living your life. It didn't seem like much was changing. When you became, since you've become chief, since 2001, that's now 6 years almost. Have you seen any positive changes in this community, and what has happened as a result of the democracy and the new government?
I don't see anything.
As a chief, what has she been saying to the authorities that must this community must get? What kinds of things has she been thinking herself? What kinds of things
to the
government?
Government. Yeah, to the government.
Le moshato rena ona ofisi a gona selo.
There is no roads, there is no water, there is no anything. When the rain is raining, our children, they are not doing anything, and even our authority, there is no offices, there is nothing.
And as a chief here in this community, why does she think that nothing has changed? Why?
I'm saying that because I can say in our government there is a problem, there is a bad spirit the way the people are acting in our government.
And when she says bad spirit, does that mean you think that the government doesn't really care about people in places like Mandasuk?
Yes, they don't have that responsibility.
They don't have that responsibility.
Yeah.
And why does she think that is?
As I'm talking here now, our municipality, they don't know the traditional leader of Mandasuk. And then when there is a meeting, they don't tell us that there is a meeting. They don't know anything that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Even the traditional people, they don't know what is happening at the municipality.
Joyce, did you have any involvement when the mine came to the community?
Sorry? No, I didn't. So I was not.
Negotiations in the setting up of the Section 21 company, anything like that?
They did have a relationship with Ralph, and they don't want to work with her because they know that they are using Ralph at other things. So they don't
understand. Ralph is her former husband.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is his role? What is he playing?
What role are we playing? What is
that? Na kuzuru dirangar kamo kumain ba mochetiro kichetrese ne adi section 21 ya magosh.
She don't know what he's doing, but she knew that Ralphie was elected at the mine. That is the chairperson of the traditionalists.
So, do you think, Joyce, that when the mine came in here, they intentionally divided the traditional leaders in order to gain control of the land and get what they wanted?
And then intention ka gopolo ya gore ba tla ba khona go tsena mo community and then ba tla ba divide the community ba tla ba khwetse go tsa se ba senya ka gona
e ya bare bare ya rogantse.
Yes, the dividers.
And in so since the mine has been here now for, they came in 2001, about the time that you became chief, how would you describe things have they, in the community, in terms of changing for the better or for the worse? Or
change bo go di village ga be mine bo tla moka gore tlo tla di change gore e bitse botse
ke be ke le bile tsela metsi gore bana ba to ba agela di tshesheri di kolo tse botse ni ke ya ma ba di mo.
I was thinking that maybe they will develop by doing clinics, water, roads, and the proper schools.
And they haven't done any of that.
And that's sure about the DRG.
Next. And what, as chief, what, how have you responded to that with the community? What kinds of things have you done to try to get them to be involved and the government to respond to the needs here?
Ke insist on this little hoshi community. Development le gore government e tsene ka gare thush gore ditirelo jo di bo gone
se se jogi se direle
jo di se jogi le direle le community gore mushu tsene ka gare thush gore jo ja development di bo gone ke nje sho le direle gore le gone tsena tsena go mine
na le khoshi re jiro sa re lo dira di plan tsa rena. Ke re go thoma mmaeno thoma re tlhakatlhakanya o gapeletsa go jea mašimo a setšhaba ka gang re ketima re ba raka ba thoma ba re swarisa jale be re sa le ka gara dikgotho gon yona ra ba ra tswa ra dira selo se nka re gore tore go dirile.
We were still thinking about our plans, what we can do, but by that time is when the mine started to come to our land to try to make prospecting, and then we chased them and then they called the police to come to arrest us. So we are still in we were still in the court site to try to solve our problem. So at this moment it's nothing that we have done.
Have you been arrested by the police?
Yeah, we lost our police.
Yes. And what tell us what that was like?
Na le mapalana ka ga kere ke a tlhapa mapalana ka gore go nna gore e Joyce gape ka montle o bo college ya mapodisa e di ka e shiri ka montle a ke lebella go tshe ka nnete ke tsone ba tla ba go kota gore mapalana o sa tlhapa ba e maka mo le mati ke tshege ke jwa ka go tsa dikoloi tse be di le mo di le more than 17 ba tlo ntshwara ba re ke tswa ka kwa ke tswa ka batho ba metšhini ba mmaena ke ba tlo prospect ba ntae jale pampiring o ba re ba ntire di code intact gore nna ke tsheletse molao ka kwa mo nageng yaka ba re ke seke ka gona le mo ke sego ka sanje gore ke se ka ba kae ke ka thoko fela ka site ke se ka ba kae.
When she was arrested, she was busy in the bath. And then she was with her secretary. And then when she was busy, but secretary told her that, Joyce, there is a police outside, the vehicles of police. When she go to the window and check the police, yes, she found that it's true. There is more than 17 of vehicles of police to come to arrest her. And then they show her the court interdict that it was made by the mine, and it's when they were. This is the way she was arrested.
And did you spend time in jail?
I slept one
day.
One day.
Yeah.
Why do you think they arrested you?
What I'm saying is, it was cold in jail, and then I was getting cold, and I didn't kill anybody, but I was supposed to be in jail.
Okay. I want to ask you another question. Why do you think the community supported you instead of Ralph, and wanted you to be the headman instead of Ralph?
go nagana go ba ne community le go support gore be khoshi ke state gore botlhe mo ka ba support ra ka be state gore ba support ra
le ba ka gore ba nyetse ka chat tsa bona ke bona ba kulikile chat tsa go ye ba nyala ra fantsa pele go di mo ka community.
It's because they donate themselves the money to go to merit her, so Ralph, she didn't contribute anything.
Okay. Just a few more questions that we have. In the last 5 years since you've been chief, you've talked about the problems in the community and the things that haven't changed. As a mother, as a chief, what do you? I mean, you've talked about the water, the roads, and everything, but what about the opportunities for people, and particularly young children, including your children, in this community?
To do
anything. I mean, opportunities for life, you know, to make them, whether that's education, whether that's employment, whether that's other kinds of things.
That is what we are fighting for. So we are fighting for the better life for our children. Because what we are doing now, we are not doing for ourselves, we are doing for our children.
Okay, but for example, we've talked to quite a number of people in the community. Yesterday we talked to a pastor of the Apostolic Church, and he was giving us an indication that, for example, which something that I didn't realize, that there is a lot of hunger in this community. Is that the case? Does she come across a lot of situation? So not just the basic services, but people's that really things are quite bad.
Yeah, probably le muruti mabana wa kereke ya apostol. A go re buriti tabe ngolo kwa nego be a sa e go pole le ene mo hlo go nna wa gore ka gare ga phute go ya gagwe ka ba mo tshabe go na le baditi ba bantsi le bana ba bola ke tla. So e ka ba lo ene mo fela go kopana le sona se ka pa se gona ena ke nnete.
Ba bantsi ba ni bile go tshe ba palla go go ka bolukiwa. So go le ka le tsha.
Yeah, there is many people who are living with hunger. And then sometimes when they die, they don't have nothing to do to bury their parents or their family in respect. So community is supposed to donate something to help them to bury that person in peace and harmony.
And as chief, does she have access to any resources to help the community?
Only khoshi una le resource corona le thusho. Ya ka paskwama se gona go thusha ka sona na go batho ba mohutu ba ba bolang ke tla
ho mena ke na skwama ga le nna le go la go le mara community re ya ka tana gore thushane ke motho a tlhagetse ke mathata mohutu go hloka se buya go tofo re a donate ga re ke re ga mmusho nga gona ntwa re thusha ga yo.
I don't have anything, and then because I'm not earning anything from the government, but as the community we are trying when there is that situation, we are donating something. Because even if we can go to the government, they are not going to give us anything. We're just doing ourselves.
So if you're not earning a salary as a traditional leader from government, how do you make a living?
I'm living by this community because when I'm needing something, they are doing for me. Let's say I don't have meal, they are buying meal for me. Well, if I don't have something, and I'm telling them when they're doing that.
Okay. And in your life, just three more questions, right? Okay. The first one is, what was the proudest moment in your life? The moment that made you the most happy and proud?
King is also going to have a time more proof. King, more proof. I'm coming to us again. King is also going to have a time. The things that it makes her to be happy from when she was born. That's what we're asking.
No, just any time in her whole life. Yeah,
yeah, what I was asking. It's difficult. I appreciate it.
Okay. And another question. What was the worst worst time or worst moment in your life? The one that made you the most sad?
I hate noise.
So noise makes you... Okay. When we're going back to Johannesburg and some people are going to see this video, what message would you like to tell the people outside of Mandangsoek?
We must just ask the people, the politician, the government, the owner of the mine, what exactly they are doing in this village. Because since they've come in Mandangsoek, we are fighting ourselves. So our aim is to divide the community or not. And then since she was born, she never had something that saying the traditional leader is arrested and then is in jail. So she was the first time about her to be in that situation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Joyce.